Dr. Jacob Bolotin Awards, presented by James Gashel. Two photos appear on the page. Photo 1, the caption, James Gashel. Photo 2, the caption, the Bolotin Award winners from left to right. Libra Robinson, Raquel O'Neill, Kevin Broussard, Michael Nye, Ed Rogers, and Bolotin Award Chairman, Jim Gashel.
In Hawaii, which is where I live now, we use the term ohana to refer to our extended family. So to you I say, greetings, my Federation ohana. This is the 12th year for our presentation of the Dr. Jacob Bolotin Awards. These awards are made possible with help from the Santa Barbara Foundation and the Alfred and Rosalind Perelman Trust. To date, we have presented $630,000 to 59 recipients. 5 new recipients will be added this year. Jacob Bolotin was a medical doctor. He specialized in diseases of the heart and lungs. As a child, he attended and then he graduated from the Illinois School for the Blind. He wasn't just kind of hard of seeing. Bolotin was really, really blind. And he didn't do anything at all to try to hide the fact that he was blind. He was proud that he was blind. Now, he practiced medicine in Chicago, and he lived 36 years, from 1888 to 1924. His story has been told by his niece, Rosalind Perelman. The biography, called The Blind Doctor, the Jacob Bolotin story, is something you can buy in print or in audio CD on Amazon, or you can just get it free at the NLS. Now, you all need to read this book. It will change, no matter whether you're sighted or blind, it's going to give you some new perspectives and change some of the perspectives you already have. Jacob Bolotin's story defines what it means to live the life you want. Students of today, take note. Bolotin had no rehabilitation. He had no agency for the blind to deal with. He had no ADA, he had no Section 504, and he had no NFB to back him up. He had himself and his own determination. But in the spirit of Newell Perry, Jacobus Tenbrook, Kenneth Jernigan, Mark Maurer, and Mark Riccobono, Jacob Bolotin broke down barriers and blazed new trails for us to follow. But in every way that counts, in every way that counts, he was in fact, if not in name, a Federationist before the Federation itself existed. The annual awards program we conduct keeps Dr. Bolotin's memory alive by recognizing exemplary people and projects that work on behalf of the blind. The awards include a cash prize for each recipient, along with an engraved commemorative plaque and a medallion. The medallion is especially inscribed for the purpose. Here's the text that appears on the plaque. Presented to, name of recipient, by the National Federation of the Blind and the Santa Barbara Foundation. The medallion, suspended above the plaque, has the NFB logo appearing on the obverse side and says, "The Dr. Jacob Bolotin Award, celebrating achievement, creating opportunity." On the reverse side of the medallion, you have Dr. Bolotin's bust appearing and the inscribed words as follows. The Dr. Jacob Bolotin, 1888-1924, celebrating his life, the Alfred and Rosalind Perelman Trust.
Ladies and gentlemen, the National Federation of the Blind is proud to introduce the 2019 recipients of our Dr. Jacob Bolotin Awards. These five individuals and organizations have broken down barriers faced by blind people in innovative ways, changed negative perceptions of blindness and blind people, and pushed past existing boundaries to inspire blind people to achieve new heights. Our two individual winners are Libra Robinson, CEO and owner of Insight VIP Services of Washington, D.C., teaching technology skills to seniors and other people losing vision.
What we do in the Washington, D.C. area is I provide computer training for the blind and visually impaired using the screen reader JAWS. I also teach intermediate Braille. That's just the basic. It's called the Braille Club. So it's just the basic Braille letters and alphabets and basic words. And I also have what is called the Smartphone Boot Camp, in which I teach alongside another gentleman smartphone as well as iPhone instructions for blind and visually impaired persons. So often our seniors are left out when it comes down to rehabilitation services because they feel that they don't need computer skills or need to learn any kind of new technologies because they're beyond working age. So with my program, I am able to teach students of all ages.
Michael Nye, artist, creator of the My Heart Is Not Blind book and art exhibit.
The project's really two separate projects. It's a book published by Trinity University Press, and it's also a traveling photography and audio exhibition, and it's about understanding. It was really the greatest privilege of my life to spend 7 years interviewing, photographing men and women blind and visually impaired, and I spent 2 to 4 days with each person. It takes time to tell a story, and it takes time to listen. And when it opened at the Witte Museum, it's a large museum in San Antonio, everyone in the exhibit speaks in their own voice. So there's an audio box and headphones underneath each large black and white portrait. And over 25,000, between 25 and 30,000 visitors came into the Witte, put on headphones and listened. And these stories are not from a distance, but they're close up. They're very intimate. And I think as I started this project, I really became an advocate and realized how incredibly unfair those blind and visually impaired are treated. And justice is about fairness. And it's just, it's really obscene, the misunderstanding by the public of the capacity of all of us, but someone blind or visually impaired.
The three initiatives and organizations receiving Bolotin Awards this year are Bristol Braille Technology of the United Kingdom, creators of a new low-cost multi-line Braille display. Here is founder and managing director Ed Rogers.
This is called the Canute 360. It's called 360 because it's a Braille e-reader with 360 cells. That's 9 lines of Braille, on one device, 40 cells per line. So as you can tell, that's a radical and quite revolutionary amount of Braille. It means you can present spatial Braille information, even basic tactile diagrams, but more importantly, you can present mathematics, music, tables. You could just representing headings as being properly indented with white space and having be able to see two paragraphs one above the other. It just opens up electronic Braille to a much wider range of uses that previously have been restricted to paper Braille. And the other exciting part of this for us, it's a brand new technology that we designed ourselves in Bristol in the United Kingdom. It's very hard, the Braille itself is hard, it doesn't compress, it's not piezoelectric technology. And because we've designed our own technology for this, the price of the Canute is going to be somewhere under, it's going to cost less than any single line 40 cell Braille display, despite having 360 cells of Braille on it.
Blind Connect of Las Vegas. For establishing Angela's House, Nevada's only training center dedicated to serving adults who are blind or losing vision. Founded in loving memory of Blind Connect board member Angela Hoffman. Here's Blind Connect president Raquel O'Neill.
Blind Connect has been in existence in Las Vegas, Nevada since 1998. And our original mission is really to provide Nevadans resources, information about vision loss as soon as it occurs in the early stages of eyesight conditions. And then as we grew as an organization, we recognized the need for additional education and training for blind Nevadans. And so now our mission is really to increase independence and self-sufficiency for blind Nevadans across the board. In the aftermath of Angela's loss, our organization and her family have been committed to finding a place, a training center in Nevada, where blind Nevadans can begin their journey of independence without having to leave home or leave their loved ones and supportive networks.
The United States Association of Blind Athletes. For their National Fitness Challenge, here is USABA Programs and Finance Manager Kevin Broussard.
The USABA National Fitness Challenge purpose is to improve the health of blind Americans. And we use that two main ways. The first thing we do is we provide Fitbit wearable technology, the fitness trackers, this year for 450 blind Americans in 17 different cities. And the Fitbit is great because it is a highly accessible smartphone application. And so it allows all of our participants to easily access their information. And a big part of the Fitbit is tracking how many steps you have per day. And 10,000 steps is the recommended level of steps per day. That's kind of the overarching goal everyone wants to achieve. That equates to about 5 miles of walking per day. And then the second portion is that we work with our local partnering agencies to provide those people in 17 cities with programming to introduce them to sports and recreation and kickstart some lifelong healthy habits. So we give them the tool with the Fitbit to track their fitness, and then we work with our local partners to ensure that they are getting opportunities to stay active and learning some new skills along the way, and hopefully leading to a healthier lifestyle.
And here is Pam Allen, Director of the Louisiana Center for the Blind, a partner in the National Fitness Challenge.
It's been a great opportunity. We all know how important physical fitness is to overall well-being. And so we were delighted to partner with USABA through the Fitness Challenge. We've done a variety of activities, from anything from rock climbing to rowing. We've done several 5Ks. Also, we've done yoga and a whole variety of different sports. We have had so many different opportunities to challenge our students and our members of our affiliate to really push themselves, and the results have been incredible, both as far as better overall physical fitness and also just better well-being in general.
Ladies and gentlemen, these winners will now receive their awards, which include a trophy and a monetary prize to advance their continuing work to help blind people live the lives we want. Please give each of them a warm welcome as the National Federation of the Blind proudly presents them with their 2019 Jacob Bolotin Awards.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to ask our winners to form a line that we discussed. They got very specific directions. And so if you all will step forward in the order described, I'll tell you that no matter how many years we do this, these presentations always have an effect on me. Whew. So we have five more winners this year, and you've heard from all of them. The thing you don't know is how much money they're getting. Now, all together, they're getting $50,000, but not each one of them. Don't get your hopes up, guys. Now, please hold your applause while I announce each winner's cash prize, and President Riccobono presents each winner's plaque. Our first recipient is Libra Robinson for her inspired leadership of Insight VIP Services in Washington, D.C. Congratulations, Libra, for your Jacob Bolotin Award in the amount of $5,000. Our second winner is Blind Connect in Las Vegas to support its training center program called Angela's House. Congratulations, Raquel O'Neill, president, here to receive the award on behalf of Blind Connect in the amount of $5,000. Our third winner is United States Association of Blind Athletes in recognition for its National Fitness Challenge program. Congratulations to Kevin Broussard, program manager at USABA, here to receive the Dr. Jacob Bolotin Award for USABA National Fitness Challenge in the amount of $5,000. Our fourth recipient is Michael Nye for exploding the myths about blindness and helping blind people to tell our own stories in our own words. Congratulations to Michael Nye for your award in the amount of $15,000. And now, for our highest cash prize, and this prize also comes with the opportunity to say a few words. This is the award that goes to Bristol Braille Technologies, and its managing director, Ed Rogers, for development of the Canute 360, the world's first multi-line digital Braille e-reader. This has been a long time coming. And the award to Bristol Braille Technologies is for $20,000. Here's Ed Rogers.
Thank you very much to all the committee. It's an incredible honor for the entire team and for the hundreds of people who've been testing and developing and trying and showing us how the machine didn't work in the past and helping us improve it. So thank you very much. I think it's important to note here that not everyone knows the role that the NFB has played in the development of the Canute 360. Since I first took a prototype to Baltimore and showed it to President Riccobono in 2016, we have received guidance, we have received the support, and very importantly, we have been sponsored by the and had feedback from the Federation and from the American Action Fund in our prototype pilot process, which has been what's sustained us to this stage. So without the effort of everyone at the NFB and the Action Fund, this would not have happened. So I'd like to give my most heartfelt thanks, most especially to the President and to Dr. Maurer, and of course to all the Federationists here. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed Rogers. Now you guys get a chance. Here, standing before you, is the class of Balaton Award winners, class of 2019. Let's hear a loud Federation cheer. Okay, please visit our website, the Jacob Balaton Award page at nfb.org, where you can listen to the full content of the audio text. We played shorter clips for this presentation, but the full presentation will be available on that page. Thank you to Ron Brown, to Mary Ellen Jernigan, to Everett Bacon, to Mark Maurer for joining me on the Jacob Balaton Award Committee this year, especially for their enlightened experience and wise judgment in picking through these winners. Now, also a special thanks to the people in our group who nominated these award winners. And all of you can do the same thing in the months and years to come. We know the projects that truly benefit blind people in the spirit of Dr. Jacob Balaton. Our awards competition will open again in November 2019, and we will get ready to present the 2020 Jacob Balaton Awards. The competition will close on April 15. Do your job. Bring us the winners. We will make the presentations. Mr. President, this is my report and the presentation of the Jacob Balaton Awards for 2019. Awesome. Mahalo.